You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Get your coffee going, turn your radio on, scrambled eggs and toast, listen to this song. 92.7 is the place to be. WMDX with John and Gordy.
All right. Us. That's who we are. Yes. Don't wear it out. He is wearing it out.
With John and Gordy, with John and Gordy, with John and Gordy, with John and Gordy.
Guess I spoke too soon.
It's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young.
Yes.
Dominic Lee in the producer booth. And weather today, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Going to be another hot one right now, 60 degrees.
Yeah.
And in a little while, we'll be talking with Mike McCabe in about a half hour, Substack blogger and author.
Let's cruise through some of the stuff here. Elon Musk enjoys anti-immigration leader Tommy Robinson of Great Britain. Oh. He led an anti-immigration rally the other day and interviewed Elon via telephone.
Oh.
And this is how that conversation went. I'd like to play this for you. This is cut 114. 114, okay? This is Elon responding to Tommy Robinson, an anti-immigrant leader in Great Britain. Listen.
Elon, none of this could have happened without you giving the British public access to the truth and giving us free speech and fighting for our free speech. So on behalf of Great Britain and the British public, we're incredibly grateful, Elon.
You may notice this T-shirt that I'm wearing. It's great British author, George Orwell. What would Orwell think? I think that's generally a good way to look at these things.
No.
He would want freedom of speech. He would want the people to know what's real. He'd want the people to fight against government oppression. And fight for the truth and fight for the future of Britain.
Really?
What I see happening is a destruction of Britain. Mm-hmm. Initially a slow erosion,
yeah.
But a rapidly increasing erosion of Britain with massive uncontrolled migration.
Yes.
A failure by the government to protect innocent people, including children, who are getting gang raped. It's unreal. The government has failed in its duty to protect its citizens, which is a fundamental duty of government.
Unreal.
This has got to stop. There needs to be massive government reform in Britain.
So there
the
you
people
go.
Need to be in charge, not some bureaucracy that doesn't care.
You mean like you, when you were here destroying our government, you were unelected.
Who was that again?
It's Elon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bringing up the kids, of course. You always bring up the kids. I don't. Yeah. Oh, God, they're so horrible. Mm. This is what they think about. I don't know why they're always thinking about raping children. What is the preoccupation? Don't get it. Obviously, you know, it riles families up.
Yeah, right? Elon's just stirring it up again.
Yeah. But there's one problem with telling the truth all the time on X. It's not necessarily always true. Mm. And here's one of the examples. I can't believe he actually says, you know, the truth is right there on X. Well, Elon wiped out Grok's entire memory, knowledge base, regarding Charlie Kirk.
Mm.
The fact that he was shot, that was wiped out. Yesterday, or the day before, Grok confirmed shooter Tyler Robinson was a griper. Now, a griper is a group that follows Nick Fuentes, who is a white nationalist.
Okay.
So I wouldn't exactly say Tyler Robinson is a liberal, okay, and then go after the liberal network and destroy it. So anyway, that was in Grok. Grok confirmed that the shooter was Tyler Robinson, okay? So the next day, Grok was changed. Grok was changed by Elon, and Grok claimed the shooting didn't even occur and says Charlie is still alive.
What?
That is okay. Elon erasing the truth and getting caught at it in the most obvious way possible.
Wow.
So X is whatever Elon wants it to be. All right, and take it from there.
He's in control.
Yeah, he is definitely in control. So anyway, now who's in control of, like, Charlie Kirk's show, his podcast, J.D. Vance. He filled in for one day, and this is what happened. In a great dual audio clip here, somebody put this together. He put first J.D. Vance lying about Kirk and a comment he made, okay? But then he played the actual clip of Charlie Kirk saying what he didn't say, or at least J.D. Vance said he didn't say. So listen to this first clip here that J.D. Vance says is a complete lie. Listen to this.
The writer accuses Charlie of saying, and I quote, "Black women do not have brain processing power to be taken seriously." But if you go and watch the clip, the very clip she links to, you realize he never said anything like that. He never uttered those words.
Oh.
If we would have said that Joy Reid and Michelle Obama and Sheila Jackson Lee and Ketanji Brown Jackson were affirmative action picks, we would have been called the racist. But now they're coming out and they're saying it for us. Mm-hmm. They're coming out and they're saying, I'm only here because of affirmative action. Yeah, we know. You do not have the brain processing power to otherwise be taken really seriously. You had to go steal a white person's slot to go be taken somewhat seriously.
There you go. Mm. I guess he did say it.
Yeah.
I guess.
But if you just go to that link, the clip's right there, you know, it proves he didn't say it.
Mm. Wow.
Let's go to the phones. Dick is on the line, 608-879-8255. Good morning, Dick. What do you got?
Good morning. I'm just wondering, it's kind of tied to this, with this proclamation we got from Bondi, our attorney general, does that mean we won't be hearing from Trump and, you know, most all of his staff, Miller, Bannon?
Yeah, the hate speech.
Does that mean we're not going to hear a word from these people anymore?
I hope so. You're reading my mind.
I do, too.
You're reading my mind. I have that clip all ready to go. Why don't we go to cut 115 and listen to what Pam Bondi said on a talk show being interviewed. Listen.
Here we go.
There's free speech, and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's across the aisle. Yeah. When it comes to Trump, basically all you get is hate speech.
I know.
Or word salad drivel.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to get instead of the hate speech?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to see them all go to the FEMA camps, personally. They're going to have to go because they're just filled with that. Well, we just heard Stephen Miller. Now, all of that was a rant. That was definitely hate speech right there. Yeah. All right?
Dick, thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. Hey, I got bad news for everybody about TikTok. You know, there was a deadline on TikTok, too.
Yeah. What happened?
TikTok 2. All right. Anyway, there was a deadline. Oh, guess what happened?
The deadline came and went?
No. Well, it can't. This is what happened.
Okay.
He managed to get TikTok purchased by or part owners of its Oracle, Silver Lake, Anderson, are going to control TikTok in the U.S., says the Wall Street Journal. This is kind of a disjointed thing. The message wasn't exactly clear. But what happened here is that, and these are the responses to this, okay? I just want to, this will clarify what has happened here. So TikTok will become another Trump-aligned social media outlet, okay? Because Oracle, Silver Lake, Anderson are all very good friends and billionaire friends of Trump, okay? And so, therefore, they have a tie-in. It'll be part of the administration.
Oh.
Here's another response. And the Biden administration establishment Dems fell right into their trap. Congrats, out-of-touch establishment Dems. You've played yourself again, and in the process, further weakened democracy. They could have done this. Right? Mm. They could have taken up TikTok. Here's another one. Selling TikTok U.S. domestic operations to the right-wing Ellison family and Oracle, who will combine CBS, Paramount, Time Warner, CNN, and TikTok to create one of the most effective right-wing propaganda machines ever constructed. So now it that fine-tunes what the original message was. So this there weren't a lot of stories written about this, but TikTok has been basically taken over by the right wing. All right?
Unbelievable.
So we'll see what happens there. We'll see if it has the same effect that Elon has on Grok.
And everyone around my age uses TikTok all day, every day. So that's terrible news.
Yeah, it's terrible news. It might be censored in some way, shape, or form. At least we don't know yet. But, you know, TikTok is vast. You can get, you can doom scroll forever on TikTok and come up with the worst recipes ever mankind has ever seen.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay. Inflation is back. I'm trying to get through a lot of these stories because we're running, there are too many stories. Okay. Conservative pollster Frank Luntz reported on social media, grocery inflation is back. It's the highest monthly increase since August of 2022. Virtually all major grocery categories are now more expensive than they were a year ago. Are we people complaining about that?
Yeah.
We should be.
Yes.
Luntz provided a link to the source Axios article titled Grocery Inflation's Highest Since 2022 as Trump Tariffs Pile Up. The article cites data including a 5.6% change in consumer price indexes for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs. Eggs may be going back up. You never know.
Great.
Well, I was the bird flu that did that. Okay.
So those prices continue to climb, you know, just a steady climb.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
All right. How about this? Now, we were talking about Tyler Robinson being part of the white nationalist movement, basically. But, you know, he was all over the place. He's a gamer. He used that as kind of a decoy, set it out there. But he's he also, allegedly, Tyler Robinson is seen in a picture squatting low in a black tracksuit with three white stripes down the sleeves and the pants and a flat cap pulled over his eyes. Tyler Robinson is actually performing a so-called slouch called Slav squat. Slav squat meme comes from the Pepe frog cartoon. You know Pepe?
Yeah, Pepe.
Pepe.
Yeah.
Pepe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, they use that in the white nationalist movement. Not all the time. It's a comic strip. And it's the same picture as the squatting frog, Pepe.
Okay.
So he was just mimicking what Pepe was doing, and again, it's a white nationalist movement. So he is, again, not a liberal, and he's not part of the liberal network that now the administration is going out and destroying.
Yeah.
And I hope we're not part of that network.
I don't think so. No.
We could be. I mean, they could look at us and say, oh, well, they're part of it, too.
Okay.
I mean, it's all in what they say, what they believe. They're in charge.
That's it. Okay, we will continue in a moment. 19 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we'll check the weather with Brittany Merlot. Next on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
State Street, where dreams come alive. Everybody's buzzing like bees around a hive.
State Street.
State Street. I really want to go there. Lots of happy people and a guy in underwear.
State Street. That great street.
All right.
That everyone can relate Street.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning on State Street, a block away from the Capitol in the capital city, Madison, Wisconsin. And a good morning to everybody out there. It's a beautiful, sunny day.
Yes, it is. And we can find out more about what's happening weather-wise with our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
Indeed,
good morning, Brittany.
Yes.
How are you
good
today?
Good morning, guys. How are
Hi.
You?
Oh, well, good.
Doing
good.
Okay. How are things good. In Wausau?
Sunny. We're yeah. sunny. We're good. We're warm. Yeah. So no complaints here, finally.
What's yeah. on your...
Mosquitoes are out.
What's
active.
On your T-shirt there?
Fly on the wild side of an airplane, an aerobatic
Oh,
airplane.
Yes. There we go. Love yeah. it. Love it.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Are you. You're still taking lessons, flying lessons, right?
Oh, no? ever so slowly.
Yes.
Okay. Well, ever so slowly. But yeah. it is a blast up in the air, I'm yeah. telling you. Being able to feel that turbulence, feel that wind that I'm forecasting all the time.
Yes.
It's a good thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's getting close to it.
Today's not going to be windy, though, right?
No.
It's pretty calm.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super calm today. Still pretty calm tomorrow, too. Still feeling like summer. Mid-80s. Mm. Sunny. No complaints. We could see a small shower or storm, though, by tomorrow evening. And then, of course, we've got that low pressure system headed our way this weekend. So more rain and maybe some thunder Friday night is possible.
Mm.
Do slip a little bit in temperatures Friday down to the upper 70s. And we hold the upper 70s for the weekend. But, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a wetter one with that system rolling through Saturday and Sunday. That could linger into Monday, too, before we dry out next week.
All right.
Is it going to feel more like fall next week? Are we back to normal temperatures?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not as bad as we were, you know, earlier, how we kind of really yeah. dipped down. We'll just kind of be average here, sitting in those mid to upper 70s.
Okay. All right.
Well, sounds like good grilling weather again.
I think so.
It yeah. does. Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Well, it's
Thank
good
you,
seeing
Brittany.
You again.
Yeah, Brittany.
You too.
We
Have
appreciate
a good day, guys.
All right. right. You take care.
See you later.
Okay. We've got, let's go to the phones, yeah. 608-879-8255. Charles has been waiting here for a while. Good morning, Charles.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a question. I don't know if I may have missed this, but have they said anything about this young man's social media footprint yet?
Hmm. You're talking about the shooter.
Well, about, no, yeah. I they really haven't. No,
yeah,
they're just going by pictures and some of the things. But, of course, he's not saying anything. They're making it more difficult.
Right.
And this space and time where we don't know too much, it creates a lot of speculation on the right wing in order to divide the country some more and then, of course, create these groups, these supposed liberal groups out there organizing to destroy the country. So,
no, that's a good yeah, question, though, Charles. No,
yeah,
we haven't.
Figured we would have heard something by now, unless it doesn't fit their narrative.
Yeah,
that
could,
he was.
Yeah,
left wing.
That's right.
Yeah. Right.
Yep, they're in charge of the information flow. That's for sure.
Charles,
how
thank
did, how did,
yeah, go ahead.
How did we get to this?
I don't know.
I'm sitting and I'm just thinking. I'm like. You hear nothing more. You guys talked about the grocery prices. So if that's what most people voted for, you hear no complaining about the grocery prices and Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on
oh,
over
boy.
There in Gaza? You hear nothing about these anymore. So I'm like, how did we allow ourselves as Americans to get to where we are now? I mean, they're just trying to just take control over everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. And yeah. and of course distract us, you know, with blowing up a little boats off yeah. the coast of Venezuela.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's just we don't know what they're doing exactly, just blowing boats up. We're supposed to take their word for it. And I don't think too many people are believing anything the administration is saying at this point. So, yeah, I agree with you, Charles. There's not much going on that we can depend on at this point anymore, including the vaccine issues. You know, now they've approved the updated COVID vaccine, but mm-hmm. only for certain groups.
Yeah.
And in other words, that just increases the price for everybody else who wants their children or themselves to get that vaccine and protect themselves.
Yeah. Haven't heard much about the Epstein files the last few days.
No.
Either. Yeah.
No.
All that's in the back burner. Charles, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. All right. Well, let's see. Hey, we want to remind you that the Wisconsin Book Festival is happening in Madison, October 23rd to the 26th. It brings together authors and readers of all ages and interests. Don't miss out on New York Times bestsellers Jane Hamilton or Mary Roach, alongside dozens of others as they gather for readings and conversations around their writing this fall. You can find out more by going to our website, WMDXradio.com.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got time for just this little cut here. This is Trump on a lawsuit he's got against NBC and ABC, cut 118.
Okay.
It's ridiculous as usual. So let's listen.
Okay.
President Trump, who's won a pair of lawsuits against the three broadcast networks, is now escalating his battle against two of them. ABC and NBC fake news, two of the worst and most biased networks in history, give me 97% bad stories. If that's the case, they are simply an arm of the Democrat Party and should, according to many, have their licenses revoked by the FCC. I would be totally in favor of that because they are so biased and untruthful, an actual threat to our democracy.
Yeah. Thank you. That was a tweet, basically, from social media.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's an amazing thing to go after these major networks. And, you know, the head of the FCC is definitely in the camp, the Trump camp.
Oh, yeah.
So you never know. This could actually happen.
Yeah. It's 29 past the hour. We've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report. And when we return, Mike McCabe will join us, Substack blogger and author. Stay with us. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young. Coming right back.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Choose WMDX and then text us, voice note us. We'd love to hear from you and take your calls. We have CJ on the line. Before we get to Mike, okay, let's just go up there and talk to CJ.
Good morning, CJ. What do you got for us today?
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, it is a sad situation where we're at. But I don't know. There's a survey that has come out. Have you gentlemen heard of this?
Which one?
From the National, I'm going to try to pronounce it here, the National Contagion Research Institute.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what's the survey?
NCRI.
What was the survey about?
Well, they asked both... I think it was quite a number of people that identify as right or left,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, about political violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether it's justified or okay. And the statistics or the percentages would be graphically different on each side. And I'd like you to read some of the... It's a research center that has a lot of accreditation, but
sure.
For example, 59% of lefties believe, supposedly in the survey, of it's okay to destroy Tesla dealerships. They find it acceptable or partially acceptable.
Okay.
You know, what's the other, there's multiple, 56% of self-identifying liberals said killing President Trump can be partially justified. 56%, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that scary?
Well, that is scary. What about the right side? Have they any opinions about destroying anything or killing anybody?
It is a lot lower. I think it's in the single digits.
Yeah.
Or regardless. You know, it just scares the hell out of me. It's not justified. It shouldn't be 1% on either side.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to get to our guest, Mike McCabe, but I appreciate your point on that, and we'll certainly look that survey up. All right. All right. Well,
CJ, thanks for that call. Mike McCabe has joined us
And listening to our conversation. So, what is your feeling about this? The idea that there is a civil war in this country and we're going to be fighting each other and killing each other off. What the heck is going on in this?
Good morning,
country?
Mike. How's it going?
Well, good morning, guys.
Yeah, happy to well, you're, see
you're
you again.
Well, you're Mr. Positive. And... we're looking for a positive spin on this. Help us.
Well, there's no spin in that question.
Well,
I don't know what civil war might look like nowadays because there's no Mason-Dixon line to be drawn. It's not right. North against South.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I don't know if it's, going to be cities against small towns there would be civil wars waged in every state in the Union because there's the political divide exists in every state in the Union. So I don't know exactly what would meet the definition of civil war or how we would reach that threshold. But there's no question that, the right sees the left as dangerous and sees all of the political violence coming from the left. Mm-hmm. The left sees the right as equally dangerous and sees all of the political violence coming from the right.
Yeah.
I think if you look at it objectively, there have been repeated Democratic victims of political violence, and there have been repeated Republican victims of political violence. And so political violence, in truth, has known no party boundary. But yet the way the two sides see political violence is completely different. One side sees the left as being the big threat. The other side sees the right as being the big threat. But that goes way beyond political violence. Everything about every public policy dispute in our country, every disagreement we have on public policy, one side sees the other side as being the force that's trying to destroy everything, and the other side sees it in exactly the opposite way. So I guess in a way that's civil war. Yeah. That might be the modern definition of civil war. But that kind of thinking and that kind of talk gets us precisely nowhere.
It
doesn't get us an inch closer to figuring out how to live together peacefully and constructively and actually move our country ahead rather than dragging it down this pit of despair.
Well, and then everybody seems to hate the media. No matter which side they're on, we can point to the right-wing media and the left.
But the thing is that
it's all on the internet.
But
too.
The thing is for all the carping that's been done for decades now about the mainstream media, the traditional media, man, now we're getting a full dose of what it feels like when you don't get information from trusted and trained journalists. Mm-hmm. When you get information, what we're getting now is nothing but gossip and speculation that is thrown out there on social media.
Yes.
The real journalists have to then respond to all those reports. And they're basically reporting on all the gossip and speculation. They're trying to find they're trying to gather facts and try to find the truth, but they're sorting through nothing but gossip and speculation. Mm-hmm. That's what our information system has devolved to, where it's just people throwing out stuff. Some of it is deliberate lies, mm-hmm. But some of it is just rampant speculation. It's the kind of stuff that happens at accident scenes and things where people will all of a sudden say, I thought I saw this and I thought I saw that. But now it all gets reported. With breathtaking speed, it all goes out there and people consume it. That is a recipe for propaganda.
Yeah.
Propagandists thrive in an environment where there is no truth. There are no facts. There is no
reasoned judgment about what information should be shared and what shouldn't. If anything, this moment should reinforce for us that that evil, demonized mainstream media actually played a very important role in our society. Mm-hmm. And we are losing, we're losing an information system, a reliable information system, which any society needs, and certainly a democratically governed society desperately needs. And we're losing it.
We're losing it fast. See how much we've already lost. We're only three quarters of a year into this four-year term, which is shocking. And I'd like CJ.
But we've all got to take responsibility for pulling back from the brink. I heard you talking about the, you know, the accused shooter in the Charlie Kirk murder.
Yes. Right.
We don't know. The simple truth is we don't know what his ideology was. He might have been a liberal. He might have been a right winger. He could be fascist. We don't know. All we know is that he spent an awful lot of time in the recesses, the deepest recesses of the dark web. Mm. He speaks the language
of
the gamers. Mm. And they use that language to throw people off trails. They use that language to confuse people. They use that language to game people and to mock authorities, mm-hmm. who are trying to figure out what the heck they think and what and who they are and why they're doing what they're doing.
Okay.
So we don't know what this guy's background really is. We don't know what his thinking really is. And that's the truth.
And any
responsible journalist would say, we don't have enough facts yet to draw any conclusions.
Right.
But the speculation still runs rampant, it's irresponsible.
I still think you can kind of draw a conclusion a little bit, because the Groypers, the ones who followed Nick Fuentes, they have kind of been trolling Charlie Kirk.
See, that's what
they have been trolling.
That's what all the gamers and the people on the dark web do, is they troll people.
They thought Charlie Kirk was too inclusive, and so they trolled him for it. And because of I saw the picture. It's a picture.
I saw the picture too, and I've seen.
It's exactly like the Pepe the Frog picture. Exactly.
I've seen all the pictures, John, and I've heard all the speculation. But there isn't an ounce of verifiable fact behind any of it. It's you see one image, you speculate about it. You hear something that somebody says, you gossip about it. But there we don't know for sure what was going on inside the young man's head.
I'm only going by the pictures that I've seen, and that is proof enough for me to at least speculate with some confirmation that he is part of that Groyper movement.
But you can also look at certain elements of his background. Mm-hmm. If you're on the right, you can look at that, you can see it, you can read certain online comments, and you can come to the conclusion that he's a left-wing fanatic.
Yeah.
And so the truth is, maybe he's a left-wing fanatic, maybe he's a right-wing fanatic.
Yeah.
We don't know. But, you know, to me, the article I just wrote for Substack this week, I try to raise a question that I think is a question that nobody's talking about in the midst of all these mass shootings.
The doom scroll.
And all this violence. What fascinates me, not only is this country will not come to terms at all with the how heavily armed this nation has become, but the other thing that fascinates me is that with the advent of new technological innovations, our country didn't respond to the digital age remotely like it responded when there were past technological advancements. Yeah. We didn't respond the way we responded to electricity. We didn't respond the way we responded to the telephone. We didn't respond to the way we responded to the creation of radio and then television. In each of those instances, our society chose to either make those things public utilities. Electricity and telephones were made public utilities.
Or for public good.
Or we required radio and television to operate in the public interest. Mm-hmm. We made them public goods. We required that they be used for the benefit of society. And with the advent of the digital age, we didn't do that.
No.
We allowed this to just become a Wild West. We allowed profiteers to make billions off the use of these technologies that they did not invent.
Right.
And then we allow people to use them in the most irresponsible ways imaginable. And we are paying a huge price for us not responding in the way we responded to past technological advancements. And there's no reason why we couldn't have made the internet a public utility, why we couldn't have required digital devices to be used in the public interest.
Absolutely.
We chose not to.
Yeah.
That's a huge oversight by our society.
We will continue our conversation with Mike McCabe in just a moment. It's John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
They're lined up on the playground, hands all in the air. See it on our news feed and we cry out in despair. They're counting up the casualties, everyone's choosing sides. There's always someone to blame, never anywhere to hide. Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Mike McCabe, our guest this morning from Substack, an author, and we've been chit-chatting about some of the things, the movements that are going on in this country, and we'd like to ask CJ to text us a link to that survey so we could take a look at it, because Mark brings up a good point in his text to us. He says, I really have questions about this survey. Sort of supports the Trump agenda. It could be push questions on that. Here's one from Matt in Middleton. He says about the media, I was in a house fire in college off Dory Street downtown. The news interviewed us after the incident, and the only bit of information they got right by the time it was broadcast was my name. True story. Okay. Mm. And Gary agrees with you, Mike. I agree with Mike. We cannot say this was a political shooting. All we know is what this guy said and what he did. And we didn't get much from the transcript from a conversation he had with his roommates in revealing that he had done the shooting. There's a lot of questions, obviously, to still ask and find out about. But I think one side is trying to create a truth around the fact that it is a liberal plan or plot or network that is behind all of this, and it's devious, if anything. And you talk about the dark web. You talk about doom scrolling in your latest Substack article. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I start out the article by saying there's a reason why it's called doom scrolling and not hope scrolling.
Yeah.
Because doom trumps hope, and lies are more powerful than truth.
When it comes to
how the algorithms respond to information, and I think it's just important for all of us to be aware that social media is driven by algorithms. Mm-hmm. It's not driven by journalistic choices or anything like that. And the algorithms are designed to first and foremost capture audiences, to keep them logged in, to keep them scrolling so that they can be delivered to advertisers. Because the whole purpose of these social media sites is to deliver us to advertisers. They're selling our information. They're selling us to advertisers. So they need to keep us logged in. And it so happens that the most efficient way to do that is to be outrageous, to be irresponsible, to be hateful. Hate is a more powerful motivator than love online.
Yeah.
No question about it. And, you know, there's that old saying that, you know, alive is halfway around the world before before truth gets its boots on.
Right, exactly.
And I think Mark Twain is the first, is the person who said that. But of course, it rings true in any age.
Yeah.
And that's what the algorithms pick up on, is that what keeps people logged in, what keeps people motivated, is when they're on edge, when they are full of anxiety, when they are full of anger, that keeps them scrolling. And so they just keep feeding us more and more of that kind of information. And of course, you know, Charlie Kirk knew the algorithms.
Yeah.
That's something that he understood extremely well. The current occupant of the White House knows the algorithms. He understands the forces that rule this digital world.
Mm-hmm.
And they feed that. One of the fascinating things is that these shooters, the Minnesota school shooting, Charlie Kirk's murder, all of these things have something in common. They have shooters who were deeply and perpetually engaged by the deepest recesses of the dark web.
Social media.
Social media, but the darkest forms of social media. And you know, I had an earlier article, I had made the point. I had shared the fact that the Minnesota school shooter had the name of the Madison Christian school shooter.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
On his gun.
Yeah.
They had been in touch. They knew each other. They egg each other on. And they talk. I think one of the things that we have to come to terms with is maybe Charlie Kirk shooter and maybe a lot of these shooters are completely apolitical.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't have an ideology. Maybe what they know is that doing these mass shootings makes them famous. That's their real motivation. If we want to engage in speculation, that's as valid a speculation as anything. Maybe they just want fame. And they know that committing mass murder will make them famous because they're talking with each other about these kinds of crimes and they're communicating with each other and egging each other on in these places that they hang out in. And that's what we get when we treat the digital world as something that it's okay for it to just be the Wild West.
Right.
We should be thinking about this in the same way that we thought about electricity and the telephone and radio and television, and we're paying a huge price for it.
I know. Yeah, we had that discussion.
We sure did.
It was a great idea to do something about it. And then they went the opposite way on AI, saying no regulations for 10 years.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we have to leave it there. Mike McCabe, you have an event this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to be up in Stevens Point. A place called Bound to Happen Books, wonderful independent bookstore, going to be up there at 1 o'clock on Saturday. This Saturday.
Excellent. Very good. Thanks All for right. joining us. We'll see you again next Wednesday.
All right.
Tomorrow, Jim Santel will join us, former U.S. attorney, and also Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils.
And we'll read some of the texts that you sent us today, tomorrow, and pick up on the topic again.
Yeah, we'll recap that. Stephanie Miller's next. We hope you have a great day. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.